Good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm going to touch on some topics here that are of mystical sense, prophetic sense, you know, to try and help some people get up to speed and explain what's taking place in America. You know, so we'll start back off at the beginning of Atlantis. And blowing up Atlantis, because Atlantis being the fall of Adam and Eve, it being the, you know, the beginning of the space wars, and the Divine Mother, Creator Mother, she found out that the children were being sacrificed. The Luciferian stuff started in Atlantis. And because it became too masculine, and the Divine Father got corrupted, and so she blew it up, and we went into Egypt. And we went into Egypt, and we couldn't stop them from coming into Egypt during the fall, because they had too much power in the fourth dimensional world, and the power of the light. You know, these are the space wars. It became not as strong, you know. And so the battle between the light and the dark out of Atlantis into Egypt and onto the surface of Mother Earth, and the destruction of her tropical ecosystem that was around the world at one point. You know, this is how the deserts were created. This is, you know, why there's no vegetation, you know. And going through these times of Egypt and the Babylon and, you know, the Jews and all this stuff, you can, all the mainstream stuff, you can look at that however way you want. And so I'm going to talk on a different path of different spiritual path that will override anything that you've ever been told or anything that you've ever, you know, thought that, you know, with religion and the hijacking of, you know, all the scriptures and all the books that came out of antiquity that were written to try and help the people understand, well, what has happened. Cataclysms and the planets bouncing off each other like, you know, a pinball machine, and the invasion and the floods and crazy stuff happening, you know, it can't be comprehended. But there's always been humans on Mother Earth, and, you know, there were higher divine beings of all walks of life that would come to Gaia Sophia because they loved Gaia, and they loved her love and the way that she lived, and, you know, and so it became a place of center point of the crossroads between, you know, and the universe. And so, you know, what took place is, you know, all the destruction and putting a lot of, it's like capturing the souls. You know, people have heard of the demons and the lizards, and, you know, when you die, they capture your soul and they manipulate your soul and they send you back into Earth and reincarnation and everything like this. You know, and you talk of Osiris and Isis and him dying and coming back into his body. And, you know, just one just couldn't figure out what the hell is going on. How is he able to do that? How, you know, give him birth? And, you know, it's magic. It's divine magic that comes down from creation. You're not supposed to be able to understand it. This is the lower realms of creation, where you lack the knowledge of being able to go into the crossroads between realms, between this 3D realm and into the spiritual world, and then in the heaven, and understand where you come from, where your baby comes from. Understanding, you know, what you're creating in this reality, because your lack of knowledge doesn't understand what has happened during these times was perversion. It was the sacrificing of the children, the manipulation of the feminine power through the masculinity, overpowering the feminine. The hijacking, the corruption of Osiris, the corruption of God's seed. See, there needs to be a divine child. There needs to be a Christed child, because your bloodline has been corrupted. Your bloodline is not of 100% God's creation. You're the fallen man, the fallen humans. You know, and you, over time, the medieval times of the burning of the feminine power on the cross, the sacrificing of the women, the burning, you know, the cannibalism, and this all comes out of the fake Jews, the ones who wish to be like God's children, wish to be God's children, but they have no power in creation. They only have power in destruction and power in manipulation. This all comes from the spirit world, but people don't know, so they ignore everything. And so this creation cycle of life and the human, the consciousness of people in Egypt was very low. So if they died, there was a good chance that their soul would be recycled, that they would be manipulated in the spiritual world by the fallen ones to go back to Earth. See, if the mind can't comprehend it, the spirit ain't going to comprehend it, and your soul ain't going to comprehend it. So your soul is a higher frequency. You, when you came into heaven, or when you came into earth, when you were born, your soul came with you. And it all depends on how much you learn, how much you experience, how much you want to no God, no creation, no Mother Earth and Father Sky. It's all up to you. And tapping into your own spirit, your own porthole into heaven. See, the Christ is not Jesus' last name. The serpent is the Christ. The serpent in the tree is the Christ. It's the one that is worshipped all around the universe. It's the rainbow serpent. This is why they had the serpent on their forehead in Egypt. This is why the Native American people dance with the serpent. The dragon of the Asian times. The feathered serpent of South America. Buddha is the serpent in the tree, the Kundalini. many different timelines all come back to one. And so the migration of humanity, you know, we will, you know, cut over a few tens of thousands of years and, you know, travel through Babylon and, you know, the Jews, and because God told you not to sleep with the demonic women. He told you not to sleep with them, but the black magic was too strong for you for them to withstand, to be able to walk righteous and understand that that is not God's seed. You know, it came through the porthole of creation is what it did. It manipulated the creation cycle, as above, so below, within and without. So when you would listen to your heavy metal music and you would see an upside down cross, where you see all these symbols that are backwards and upside down, you really didn't know. You know, you go back into the 80s and you're growing up in the 90s and seeing all this stuff and thinking like the satanic stuff was all cool and everything, but you're not really seeing the full scope of what it is, and that, you know, this whole thing with Jesus and everything. But, you know, like, the people are so manipulated, so manipulated that they'll tell you in the Bible that Jesus and Mary didn't have a kid. But then if I tell you, yeah, they had a kid, they were married and everything, but they won't believe what I'm saying. They'll just believe what the Bible says. That's like the same thing that goes along with the media. You talk on the media, I'll tell you something different, but you won't believe me. It's because you don't have the spiritual eyes to see, to acknowledge what is being told to you, to be able to see through the scriptures, through the words, through the letters, through the numbers, through the spell that has been casted over you. The black magic, the black cube of manipulation. Back in Egypt and all this time, it transitioned into a time of Saturn worship. The Saturn worship is a manipulation. The whole thing of Kronos and these planets being manipulated the way that it is, it's to give a fruity spiritual sense to things, just like with the Thoth. You know, they create these green tablets and, you know, and they put this on the forefront of what came out of Egypt. And they want you to, you know, kind of worship that god and everything, but you don't know of the people of Egypt and the manipulation of the spiritual animals. The animals that came here that were, you know, landed on this earth and, you know, became three-dimensional in a sense after the fall. Because a lot of these animals, you know, were hijacked by the fallen ones. Because if you look at, you know, the shamans and everything, using a wolf, using an eagle, using a crow, you know, using a snake, tapping into the spirit of these animals and taking control, you know, being able to look through the eyes of these animals and corrupting the spirit of these animals, you know, is what they were able to do when the black magic came into Egypt and everything. Because here's an example. You know, I'll take the Thoth, the ibis, the bird. The difference between this bird and an eagle is that this bird doesn't take flight. So if you when this Thoth, Lucifer, came through the waters of the porthole of Atlantis, when they came through, they took the first animal that they saw. So as he's coming through the waters, he sees this ibis. So he takes the formation of that, because they can't create. They don't have the seed to create. So you have Osiris and Isis, and they're creating their stuff, creating a divine child. And there's these fuckers over here going, well, look at that. Isn't that cool? You know, can we do that? No, you can't. And so you have this ibis. And, you know, so the first bird, first animal you see, you take that. And see that one, he stands on the waters and pecks at the water. All the mosquitoes and everything. So he's only waterbound, not able to like feed off the land. So that one's waterbound, in a sense. So then you have another one. And this one came through and he saw a frog. And he saw a cat. He saw the frog. And he saw that this frog can go underwater. But then this frog can also go on land. It transforms from the water to the land. In a different sense, you know. That's the lizard, the frog, it's a reptilian, it has the power, the energy, the strength to withstand the transformation. And then you have the cat. As this one is looking through the water, it sees the cat drinking the water. So it takes the form of the cat. It manipulates the cat. And so seeing through the eyes of a cat, and so you have all this stuff, all these animals. If you look at the other side of it, you know, the bull, you know, the sacrificing of the bull of Egypt, and, you know, Horus, the falcon, I think it was the falcon, you know, the eagle. So you have all that. And so you have the corruption of the spirit animals and everything. So you go over, you know, all of these timelines. And all these timelines, and you go into, you know, take all these timelines and put them into wherever you come from. And, you know, you travel over into America and you come to America. And you're born into America. And here you are. Born into America with lack of knowledge and lack of wisdom and wanting to know of the shaman. Wanting to know the truth of what the spiritual world is. What it all is. Where's God? What is, you know, spirit animals and all this stuff. And so you're in the reality of Egypt. The people have been running from the fallen ones ever since Egypt was created. They created a desert. They have destroyed the vegetation and the tropical land of Gaia Sophia, Mother Earth. the fallen ones, the manipulation of the atom. And, you know, and that's what it comes down to. It's the manipulation of the atom in the tree. The one who creates, you know, and they, and all this stuff. And so the serpent in the tree is the Buddha, you know what I mean? So you got its Kundalini and all that shit. But Christianity, the Catholic Church and everything hijacked it, the storyline, and made you think that the tree was invaded by a serpent, and the serpent manipulated Eve, and, you know, whatever the bullshit storylines that were manipulated to think. Okay, so the serpent in the tree is the sexual energy of creation. The sexual energy that creates the dance. The sexual energy which creates the baby. Creates the fire in the mama's belly. The serpent, Osiris, why they worship the serpent. Not all serpents are bad. The one, it's not, it's kind of like a two-headed snake. It was once a one-headed, positive, loving snake. And then in some way, somehow, shit got messed up. You know, it's like the yin and the yang. It's the light and the dark. You know, it's the tree of life and the tree of knowledge. You can spend all day in the tree of life, but you have to go through the tree of knowledge to get to heaven, to understand everything. And so this understanding, you know, because like the people wear the tree of life symbols and the stickers and, ooh, I'm spiritual, I got a tree of life sticker on me. Nah, you have no idea. Because the body of Christ was hijacked. The Adam was hijacked. And so the fallen man, being the fallen Adam, their seed has been corrupted. And so the serpent, their serpent, has been corrupted. The demons inside their nutsack wish to come out, wish to manipulate, because they can't create. And so we're in America. America's perverted. There's much sacrificing of the children. There's drinking of the blood. And there's eating, cannibalism, and all this stuff. It's been going on since the fall. Today, it has gone underground. 2,000 years ago. Medieval times, 1500s, before the migration of the white devil to America. I just lost my train of thought. We'll come back. Lost my train of thought. The medieval times and everything. The burning of the women. The destroying of the feminine power. Due to the rise of the masculinity and the falsidal God. Through the perversion of the sexuality. Because the energy is sexual. The serpent in the tree is sexual. The Kundalini is sexual. This is the Tantra. This is, you know, the magic that is transformed from one to another. Okay. There was one, you know, there's the true serpent. There's a lot of men who will say that they can do things on an energy level, you know, just to try and be cool. You know, it's the tantra, the, oh, you know what I mean? It's been so manipulated and all this stuff that there is a point where today, you know, everything has been perverted, but on a higher frequency. So if you think of heaven and everything like that, there's no body, there's no human, you're in heaven. And so God, divine father, divine mother, they create on an energy frequency, on an energy level. Okay. What they create with is the same seed, the same magic that is in the men. Okay. The Christ is the fourth dimension. The Christ is the serpent in the tree. It's the magic in the men that they spill every day and worship the flesh of the women. It's been manipulated through the fall. They had to corrupt the serpent in the tree to manipulate Adam, to manipulate creation, because the Adam, being the man, holds God's seed to create. The Adam is able to put his seed in all of the women, because God created Adam to be pure. And during this time of transition, of the manipulation, the men have lost what it is to be righteous and to hold sex at a higher frequency, a higher standard, because the demons within the man, the fallen man of today, is perverted. And they're led around not by God. Stupid man. So, we come into this time of the prophecy. The end times, the revelations. But, like I say, you know, the people ran. All the people ran from the East into America. You know, if they ran, or if they were put on slave ships, America, the original people of America were killed. They were slaughtered out. People came here. They were running in the 1500s. The pagans, the Druids, the women, you know, anyone who wanted to be free ran to America. The Nordic times, they held the sacredness, sexuality at a higher standards. There were temples over history, over many timelines, where the Christ, the magician, and the gave the women what they needed because of the fallen man, Cernunnos, the one in the woods. The women went out into the woods to get what they needed from this one, to keep their spirit high, because the men couldn't give it to them. So you're in America and all this shit. So the people run here to America in 1500s, 1600s. And so, you know, the cutoff, the knowledge of America and what took place in South America and in Mexico and everything like that, it's a distant land to them, you know, and it's like the people of today in America, the consciousness of where I'm at outside of Philadelphia, of being able to track back the witches, the pagans that came to America first, you know what I mean, through the North End, as the fake Jews came out of the South End and came across the land, and they, in like the 1500s and 1600s, they went around the world and went to all the sacred sites, all the land where the indigenous people were, like where the portholes to heaven were, where the mountains reached the clouds. And like India, South America, South Africa, Australia, you know, and all this stuff. And this was, to, you know, killing all the original people. And so today, you have the serpent of South America. You have the rainbow serpent. The rainbow serpent is your kundalini. It sits at the base of your spine. This is the internal Buddha. Buddha comes to you and peace and all this stuff. And so if you look at the South Pacific and the Asians and the Chinese, you know, Mongolia and Nepal and Tibet and, you know, and all this stuff with the Buddhas and the temples, and it's all the same. But see, Buddha's tree that everyone thinks they know of today has been cut down. This old tree has, you know, was corrupted. This is the chakra system. This is the planets. This is your spiritual body. It's been corrupted. And so you being on a lower frequency, not knowing the energy of the spiritual world, the real spiritual world, or heaven, it can become overwhelming to your body to step into this higher frequency of the serpent, the feathered serpent. It's the rainbow serpent. It's the return of the rainbow people. It's 12 tribes of Israel, you know. And each tribe back in the day were given a certain crystal, a certain color, to where they belonged, you know. And so in today's, this is why, you know, there's all this false idol movement. They come out with the rainbow and they are wanting to merge the man and the woman in the three dimension. It's because up in the higher realms, you know, everyone is one. You know, you look at, like, you know what I mean, the Adam and Eve before they fell, they were one. And it's kind of, you know, see, the storyline of the Adam and Eve, it's manipulated. Everything has been manipulated over antiquity, over many timelines. And so today you have the Hopi people, the Native people. Everyone in America, this is not your land. This is not your land. You don't come from this land. You come from somewhere else. And as they migrated over here, they brought their white devil and their Catholic Church and their fake Jews, you know, that, you know, the Jews that couldn't see that Jesus was a Christ. They couldn't see his light because they were demonic. They were overran by the demons. That would go the same thing for today if a prophet, John, one of the apostles, were walking. Even his fucking divine mother was walking, they wouldn't see her light because they've been blinded, too much ash over the third eye of the Catholic Church, the Hollywood, the false idol, the religion, you know what I mean, the sports and all this stuff. And you're in it today. You're in the Beast system, in the Matrix in America, in the black cube of Saturn worshiping that came out of Egypt. The Merkaba was corrupted. You know what I mean? The box, the square, the 44, the 8, the 33, and they create all this Freemason, this Illuminati bullshit, and the secret societies, and all this stupid stuff. You know, and people go, ooh, ah, a secret society, wow. But all they really did is they put themselves up on a pedestal that does not belong to them. It's a fake pedestal, and the only throne, the only pedestal you need to be worrying about is God's throne. People can't see God. They haven't walked with God since before they were born. They knew God. They knew God before they were born, but they chose to come into this reality to save the planet, to awaken, to get soul growth. You know, so it's something that's not understood. And so this land and what you see out west, because everything comes from the east. And so we go out west and everyone runs to the west because it's the sun. It's the savior. It's the cross. It's the, you know, it's the Jesus. It's the peaceful path. And so, but people go west unconsciously. And they don't understand what it truly is that calls them to the West. It's the Golden City. It's Lemuria. It's heaven. It's the land that hasn't been corrupted by the fallen ones. Because the path, the doorway to the West is through the serpent. It's through the rainbow serpent, the golden dragon of the Asians. The Golden City. There's portholes and there's dimensions. And to be able to walk into these dimensions, you need to have a higher vibration. You need to know your spiritual world. You need to know God first, because God is the feathered serpent. The serpent is God's messenger. And he will come to the people. And he's the teacher of the shamans. He's the teacher of the women. He will give the women what they need. He will give the women what they need.